Welcome back to Unruly Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
And I've got a, right off the top of the episode, I've got to fucking tell you a story. Because when Ashley walked in, she was at my front door, which I have the most hilarious doorbell, by the way. I wish I could, like, insert the sound, but, like, it sounds like a cowbell. But, like, dorkier than a cowbell. It goes like, dunk, like, so.
Oh, I know exactly what noise you're talking about. Yes, that's old school.
Really old. Wow. I mean, the house has some weird shit. If you guys are watching on YouTube right now, because this should be on YouTube, there's a shelf behind me. This shelving goes all around the whole room, and I have no idea what to do with it. So the house has quirks. It's got some shit going on. But one of the quirks is my neighbor. He's the only neighbor who's spoken to us so far. So I hear Ashley talking to somebody when I went to go let her in. And I knew it was this guy. I knew it was the fucking neighbor. The neighbor.
And he's not directly next door to her. It's like two houses down.
Yeah. And these are wide porches. So this guy's like going out of his way to talk to us every time we see him. So the first time Drama King saw him, he like made conversation with him and he was nice, just like outside smoking all the time, whatever. Mm-hmm. The last time he saw him, we've got these birds. They remember I told you the birds I thought were ravens?
And is that all the poop that's on the...
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, wow, she wasn't kidding about the birds. When I was walking down the stairs, nope. I was like, whoa, that's from a bird.
It's so bad. Yeah. So we've got these fucked up birds. I don't even know where these bitches came from. Aren't they supposed to be in Florida?
That's what I always tell Lumberjack. And he's like, that's not all the birds. I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
I didn't know. The bird watcher himself.
the bird expert. The bird expert. Okay. I'm like, I don't know. I thought they all went on vacation.
I thought so too.
It always looks like they're eating like insulation foam or something. Like,
oh my gosh.
They've always got like what looks like marshmallows or something. I was trying to figure out, what are they eating? Because like, why are they on my roof all the time?
Yeah.
They shit so frequently that Drama King goes and he's like becoming a little neurotic about it. Like he's washing the car constantly.
I mean, I get it.
I mean, it's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And he went to go wash the car the other day. We come back outside a half hour later to run to the store. It's covered in shit. The other day, again, he washes the car. There's no parking on this block except for the duty spot. It's the spot right in front of our house and
that's
the spot
where I'm at
in front
right
of
now.
It. Yeah. Oh no, you're in the duty spot.
It's okay because I do plan on washing my car after, like on the way home.
I'm glad because you have absolutely no choice.
Yeah.
You will not be able to see.
Yeah, that's
out the
great.
Windshield. I'm so sorry. There's the duty spot one, duty spot two.
Okay.
Nobody parks there because the duty. So we're like, wow, prime parking. No, actually the worst parking on the block.
Mm.
He goes and cleans the car and then he goes outside to run to the store covered in shit again. And then he's like visibly frustrated and the neighbor's out there and he says hey to him. And then he's like, he was like, I didn't really know what to say to him because he keeps, you know, trying to make small talk with me.
Right.
So he's like, man, these birds, they're crazy. You see how much they poop?
Oh, that's what said.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. He says like, you know, these birds, they poop so much, whatever. And then the neighbor goes, well, you know, they don't really know what they're doing. Oh. Didn't know this man is educated in bird law.
Him and
we got a bird
together.
Expert on the premises. Oh, Mr. Birds himself. So Drama King goes, okay. And he's like, yes. I got so fucking, like, oh, really?
Right.
Oh, do the birds not know? Like, they're birds, man.
Yeah.
We know. They just shit a lot. It's okay to acknowledge it. We could talk about the shit.
Right.
We could address it.
Right.
It's all over the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, we joked about it the whole day afterwards.
Right.
We were joking about this guy and his connection to the birds,
defending
the birds.
He does look like he does have a connection to the birds.
He looks like he could speak to the birds.
Yes, he does.
He looks like he can. He
was
Dr. Doolittle.
He was talking to himself as I walked up.
Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, fresh eyes.
We're joking about it all day yesterday. We pull up in front of the house. We see the guy come outside on the porch. And we're thinking he's going to come out and smoke a cigarette. We said, oh, there's bird guy. He takes a handful of Wonder Bread and starts throwing it, not in front of his house, in front of the neighbor's house to the left, into their lawn.
Well, that's why.
I watched 50 birds descend and start eating the bread. That's what they've been eating.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why my mind went to insulation foam.
Oh, I would have too, because that's just weird.
It just really looked like a big puffy thing. So it's fucking white bread.
That's why there's shit everywhere. He's feeding the whole neighborhood.
He didn't just come outside once. He went back inside, came out again with more bread. He's throwing it into the neighbor's yard. Do you understand? Do you know how many birds that it? He didn't have enough bread for all the birds that came down. Our car was surrounded by birds. Then they start getting into our yard, and we're sitting there, mouths open, like he really is. Because we were joking all day, being like, maybe he's defending the birds because he's right. Like, I mean, it's not their fault. It's the diet that I feed them. We were joking all day about him feeding the birds. They start shitting on the fucking car while we're sitting there watching him.
Oh my gosh.
The turnaround time for their digestion is insane. They're eating the bread, they fly off, they shit immediately. It fucking runs through them. I'm like, are you giving them 6-4-7? Like high fiber,
low carb bread? Oh yeah, that's my favorite actually, but yeah. Mind you. Oh my gosh.
I would know. It goes through you. So I'm like, you're loading these birds up. And I'm watching them go into our yard, shit on the fucking sidewalk in front of our house. Guess whose house doesn't have shit on it? The bird man. Guess whose sidewalk is not covered in shit? The bird man. Because they respect him, because he earned their respect. He earned his fucking keep. I'm like, you either don't have a car or you are in so deep with these birds
that
they know, don't fuck with that guy. Oh, don't fuck with his car. Gosh. You don't bite the hand that feeds.
Absolutely
He's the
not.
Hand that feeds.
Wow.
I'm going to drop an anvil on his head.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop a piano on him out of a second story window.
Makes sense.
I mean, he's a cartoon character.
He really is.
That's what I'm going to paint a tunnel on a brick wall and have him run into it.
You literally can call him Birdman now.
He is the fucking Birdman.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing and what I was hearing, which is shit.
Oh my God, my poor car. When I get out there now, I'm like, because he had interaction with me. So he's probably like, see how her day is going to end. Run out there with this fucking Wonder Bread.
Come here, my lovelies.
Yes.
Throwing bread into the neighbor's yard.
It's so creepy.
And don't get me wrong. That guy's got a snowman outside still. He's on thin ice.
Yeah, he is. I did notice that.
But he didn't deserve that.
He threw bread on
the snowman. He's got a giant snowman in his front
yard.
Maybe
he's like anti-holiday, too.
He's the Grinch himself. How have you been?
My life is always chaotic, but it's not. I don't have a story like that. I do have a quick story of, thank God. Not that I would ever not be in a good moment, but it was one of those things. Do you have the Dunkin' app?
Yes.
Okay. So you know how you can accumulate points?
Yeah.
So the last time I went, I've been trying to accumulate enough for the espresso because that's what I drink all the time.
Okay.
So the Sabrina one is so fucking good.
Is that the brown sugar one?
It's fucking delicious.
What a cute collaboration.
Oh my God.
As a side note, that's super.
I know.
On the nose and in the best way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I realized I could get one with that, but that's a lot of points. It's like 1,200 points. Damn. It's a lot.
They make you earn it.
Right. So I'm like, okay. So I earned the points. I'm like, great. Now I finally get my... So I went on the line and then they were like, oh, because it's a specialty drink. You can't use that. And you can't unconvert points.
What?
So once your points are converted, that's it. So it's not like you can switch it to another kind of drink.
So they just stole your fucking
points? So they're just holding there until I find something that I can use.
Why get what?
Trust them, believe me. So I get up and I kind of let it go. I was like, all right, it's a specialty one. Next time I go in, I'll request a different one. The difference is, though, they only really have up your specials.
Yeah.
Like what this, when it comes to lattes and stuff. And I'm not, I don't really drink that many unless it's like a macchiato kind of thing. That's so the only one I really would drink.
They want you to just get like a straight up just iced coffee and that's it.
No, there's a different one for iced coffee. You can actually, for one converter of espresso or a frozen one is two free iced coffees. So you see how I'm annoyed at this point?
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck?
So I don't really drink that, but the only thing I did drink was the espresso thing. So yeah. Now I can't have that. So I'm in line again, a different place, and I'm like looking and I'm like, hey, so can I have the Dunk a latte? I'm like, that's a latte.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So then I'm coming around the corner and they're like, oh, you can't use it on.
What can you use it on then?
Thank God. And guys, I don't ever want you to think that you would ever see anything different because I'll explain why.
Yeah.
I was super calm. I honestly just wasn't. I'm just not in the mood to fight. So I was like, so I looked and I was like, oh, man. So I'm looking and I'm like, okay, so what can I use? Like, again, no one could explain it to me. They're like, well, you know,
you have
like
to feel it in your
like
heart.
An espresso, like a, like she didn't know either because it does. It
she's
does,
like a coffee.
She's like a frozen. She's like any of the frozen coffees, and I was like, but it's cold out. I don't want a fucking frozen coffee.
Anything that's not frozen,
right? So, so she's like, oh, just a regular espresso. What is a regular espresso? I've never even seen that on the... I'm like, I don't know. I was like, it's fine.
So I want that me espresso.
But she was like getting nervous, but I wasn't being aggressive by any means. I was just like, I don't know what to use this on. She goes, well, don't convert the points. I said, I did. That's what I mean is that this is the second time this has happened. I'm just holding on to these points that I can't unconvert. And she's like, oh. And I'm watching this girl in the background staring at her, like watching the thing. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, she must be the manager. And she's... for some odd reason, they must think I'm going to be aggressive, which I'm not, like, at all. I'm literally just like, damn.
And they're, waiting for
me to, like, to act crazy. So she kept staring at me and staring. I'm like, but then she whispers something to the other girl. And I'm like, is there something in my fucking face? Like, I'm just trying to, like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I go, it is what it is. I said, it's fine. It's not your fault. I said, I just don't understand. I said, I'm just going to have to figure something out. So then I give her my thing. And then the girl comes over and I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, is your name Ashley? And I was like, yes. And then she's like, I told you, she tells the other girl. And I was like,
hello.
And then she goes, and then I was like, and I looked down, I was like, I'm wearing the shirt today. And then she goes, you're one of the girls from Unrated and Unruly.
Yes!
I knew it from the voice. I wasn't the one who took the order. She goes, but that voice sounds so familiar. All I could think about in my brain was, in no way would I have yelled at this girl who knew nothing. But in my mind, I was like, I'm so glad I was on my best behavior.
Imagine
the rating that would have just came through. Like, this fucking bitch.
One star. I was in Duncan when she lost her fucking shit.
I was there. You wouldn't believe how she acted in public. So I was like, so glad that, like, again, I never would yell. It's not her fault. She doesn't make the rules.
Yeah.
But, like, it was just one of those things where I'm like, what's going on?
Like, thank God I'm a normal person inside of the establishment.
Right. Or I didn't have the kids in the car and I'm not screaming at them.
It's not the worst fucking day.
Right. Like, it wasn't one of those things. It was just a normal. And I was like, it is what it is. I was in my, like, regular mood. So I was like, thank God for that.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, it was really exciting. That's so cool. I was like, I that's only happened to me maybe 3 times when I've been out.
Yeah.
And but it's always so shocking to me.
But immediately I'm like, well, I love you.
Right.
We're best friends now.
I'm like, I'll pay for all of them. It's gonna be like so nice. And I'm like, okay.
I'm paying for the whole thing. Okay,
yeah, it's fine.
I asked my mom the other day, I said, do you think I'm a bad person? Because the jump from like to the... I said, do you think I'm a bad person because I never paid it forward at a drive-thru?
Oh, I haven't either. I need to do that.
And she said, well, I said, oh, well, you should. I said, you never did it. She said, yes, I have. Plenty of times. What?
Wow.
You think you know a person?
Wow, that's amazing.
I never knew that she did that. What do you mean plenty of times? I've known you my whole entire life.
Okay, now I have to do it.
Yeah, now I feel like now a
she's,
piece of
now
shit.
Now she's setting the bar real high. Real
fucking high. Yeah, I've done it plenty of times. What do you mean? Where? When? Was it, where am I?
Oh.
You wouldn't even, you McDonald's was like, do you have McDonald's money when I was growing up? What do you mean paying it forward?
Right? Don't you hate, I know, now they have all the McDonald's money. But you know when you're just really caught off guard? Yeah. And not that I'm ever not, but it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, yeah.
What's about to happen?
I know.
To
I'm like, what is she gonna say is on my fucking face?
Yeah.
Like something's wrong.
Nail salon incident. Yeah. Oh, 2.0. My mentality is that if somebody listens to this,
yeah,
especially if they listen often enough, I'm like, you get us.
You do.
You understand us.
100%.
And in turn, I just assume that means that we would get you.
100%.
I feel like we'd all kind of like, even if we're all different people, we'd all kind of understand to some extent how the other one thinks.
Absolutely.
You know? Because you can't like,
you can't listen to us on a regular and not
and
be
not
interested
like,
in this.
I understand they're crazy.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Bit, you know? I get it.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to be where we're at.
No.
Just you understand. Okay. Let's play Unread or Unruly.
Yes.
I'm asking you this week.
Yes.
I am always saying that with a question mark at the end.
Well, but the thing is, she had so much trust in me. And then when I went back and realized, she was asking me a million times. And I was the one like, it's you. It's you. It's you. So last week, I just realized, I was like, no, it's me. I have to ask you this time.
Ashley, unrated or unruly?
Unruly.
Okay. What is the worst purchase you've made that you swore would be great, either sexual or like day-to-day life? Some kind of purchase.
So I've made a lot of stupid purchases in my life where I was like, oh, this is great. This is going to be so good. But by far, the worst one I ever made was with my ex-husband. We bought something called the Dolphin. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Well, probably because it's not around anymore because it was that horrific. So it is a, looks like a cock ring, but on the two sides, it has almost points on it. So what it's supposed to assemble is extra for you and extra for them because of their taint.
Why does it sound familiar?
Because I think it was huge for like a long time. And then I'm assuming what had happened was probably why it stopped.
Because that's kind of where my mind went when I heard it. So I was like, I feel like I've seen this or heard about it before.
Yeah. So like, I don't know where we had heard it or something. We're like, sure. Me and him were good at fucking each other up and not on purpose. So we got this thing and I'm like, so he's putting it on and I could see in his face that it was hard to put on.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, okay, so it's on. We're going through the motions and I'm looking at him and I'm seeing him just get really pale. And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, we got to stop. I'm in so much pain. And I was like, what the fuck? So I like, we stop. It took us so much to take it off his penis. It was black and blue because it was so
tight.
Fucking tight. And there was no, there was nothing to like adjust. Okay. I'll say this much. My ex-husband was very big, but.
Yeah.
Even for an average size penis, there is no way that would have fit. No way. Because when I actually looked at what he was trying to put, like,
it put his dick in a chokehold.
Literally. That's the worst crazy. Kind. And he got black and blue. Like, you could see the marks on his shaft.
Oh.
And he was like, he was in so much pain for a couple of days. We were like, should we call the doctors and like ask them about this?
Yeah, what do you like, do? Can it cause permanent damage?
He looked it up and apparently like you can bruise your dick.
Yeah.
Just like you can break it, which I didn't know that was a thing either.
Oh, I've always been scared of that.
Yeah, right. I didn't know these things, but yeah. So he was like, all right, I'm going to give it a couple of days if it doesn't like, but he was icing it. Guys, when I tell you that was the worst, I don't think it's out in the world anymore.
I hope not.
But do not purchase this because it's literally the worst thing. It does not matter your size penis. When I looked at the actual thing itself, it was like this small.
The fact that it cut off circulation so bad and like, did it like give him rug burn?
Yes. So the whole thing, like his, oh my God, his poor penis looks so bad. I was just like, I'm like, why didn't you say something? And he was like, I was just trying to be a trooper. You would think that it would have the kind of elastic, like this kind of piece that would be more adjusting. Which
I thought that's how cock rings were supposed to be. They're supposed to be like a rubbery.
It was rubbery, but it was a very hard rubber. It wasn't no, like
it didn't
a,
have any give.
No.
Oh.
Again, don't ever buy that. Don't buy that. Unless
I hope the dolphin's out of business.
Actually, unless you find your man cheating and you want to get back at him, then buy it.
I've Have you ever heard of a little thing called the dolphin? I got a gift for us.
Let's have
fun. Put his
fun.
Penis in a prison.
Yes.
You cheat on me, your yes. penis goes to
and
jail.
And even when he goes, you know, he's in pain. No. Let's keep no, going. No,
that's part of it. That's a part of the experience. Yeah. That's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Or he comes home and you find a ring of black and blue in his dick. Now you know.
Oh.
Now you know what was going on.
You knew.
The dolphin.
The dolphin.
And don't call it the dolphin.
I know.
Don't dolphins like assault people?
Well, makes sense.
It's adding up. If we had to like draw a little bit of a graph right now, yeah. I could connect some dots on
it
a couple
really
things.
It really does. Like, I guess we were really stupid.
No, but like sometimes you just want to get into something that's like experimental.
Yeah, but that's all like, it was. We were yeah. like, at that time we were trying Karma Sutra. That was really fun. But like we tried like different things and that was like the one thing we were like, that was so bad. We were nuts.
And Karma Sutra is intimidating to me.
Yeah, kind
of. Some of the yeah. moves are like a little bit like tantric yoga.
Oh, you can try, but they don't. Well, we fell over, hit our heads. Yeah, there's so much stuff, but it is fun to do with your partner when
I think
you're that
like,
vulnerable.
If you're taking it lighthearted. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You can't take that shit seriously. It's no. More, some things work, but a lot of it is like.
Yeah, I think I max out at like the wheelbarrow.
Oh my God, I
that's
know.
That's where it's like, we're already pushing.
We're
it.
Way pushing.
We're already
it.
Doing a lot. Because then I start to think about what do I look like from a third person's perspective?
Oh my God, I know.
Not that there's a cuck in the room.
No.
But what if there
but
was?
What if there was?
You got to think about these things. What do I look like right now?
Yeah.
Being held like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
That's the most I can take as far Same. As like humiliation.
Same.
That's where I max out. I actually have two answers for this.
Okay.
One is a day-to-day thing. Okay. I got a Ninja Creamy. I bought
oh,
it for my
no.
mom.
Wasn't good?
Okay. I had high hopes for this.
Okay.
I wanted Ninja Creamy so bad.
I wanted one, so I'm glad I'm not.
So badly. Yeah. I have a Ninja Creamy playlist on TikTok.
Wow.
Bunch of videos that I saved. Yes, I was ready.
Okay.
I was prepared. I knew what to buy. I actually got it for my mom first before I ever bought myself one.
I remember that. Yeah.
I got it for her birthday. She was drunk, so she opened it and she yelled banana yogurt. And I said, no, mom. She said, banana yogurt. And she held the thing.
Yeah.
She thought it was a yogurt maker.
Oh.
And then I felt really bad. So I was like, it's not banana yogurt, mom. You're going to have to make banana ice cream. So she didn't use the creamy.
Oh.
And every time I'd come over, I was very up her ass about it. I was yeah. like, did you use the creamy? Have you creamed yet?
Yeah.
Are you creaming it up? And she'd be like, no, not yet. I think I'm going to make it. I'm going to make ice cream next week. And I go, okay, but you better take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Because you can make your homemade, like a fucking yes. advertiser.
Yes.
You can make homemade, low calorie, high protein ice cream at home. Ice cream. Come on, use it.
Right.
And she never used it. She made coffee ice cream. It came out really bad. So that kind of ruined Aww. The Ninja Creamy for her, I think. So she didn't enjoy it. So then I switched from harassing her about making ice cream to being like, if you regifted that to me, I would not be mad.
Okay.
And she did. She regifted it to
that.
Me for
yeah.
Christmas. I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yes.
I had such high expectations for like what it would taste like. I tried protein powder. Mm-hmm. I tried, some people said that you could just put Fairlife chocolate milk in it and freeze
that.
It, mm-hmm. which is exactly what I did. But it's just not ice cream.
It's not.
It's just not ice cream. It tastes like, the texture of it is almost like shaved ice.
Is it grainy? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very grainy. And I tried adding liquid back and remixing it and adding a bunch of other shit. It just always comes out grainy. Fucking dashed my hopes and dreams for what I thought that I was just going to have protein ice cream every single night. And
right.
I could if I wanted to. But at that point, why am I not buying a Halo top?
Right, right. That's true. Because that actually, yeah, that is true.
For the calories, the protein, the effort. And then you got to clean the thing. And the blade can break so easily. You have to freeze your thing of ice cream, like whatever you're going to make, 24 hours in advance.
Yes, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
So you have to like know what you want to have ahead of time.
I don't have the patience for that.
Me either. That is why I've never gone for the juicer.
Yeah.
How many fucking oranges? How many oranges is it going to take to make a cup? I know,
to make one cup.
Yeah, to make one thing of, I'm going to make kiwi juice. Come on. I'm going to make orange juice and that's it.
Right.
I'm not getting a juicer. No. I know better. But the creamy, I really did think that was going to be life altering.
Yeah, that makes me sad. I'm glad I didn't buy it though. Yeah. Because I was tempted myself.
And they're on sale now, but they were not on sale at the time.
And I'm sure they're on sale now because people are probably like,
they're like, this is not worth the hype. Fucking ice cream.
Yeah, it makes
sense. It's just creamy. Creamish. Yeah. It's creamish. It's just not ice cream.
Right.
I think the other thing would be, and you, I thought of this because of you, because we talked about this.
Yeah.
I have so many pairs of like sexy panties that are meant to be for having sex in.
Right.
In my drawer, because I don't separate my lingerie and my underwear for whatever reason. They're all like mixing together.
Oh, mine is too.
So I have to dig through
I
have to dig through dresses and like these weird panties that I never ended up using. I've bought so many pairs of them on my own. And then also Drama King has bought me some. We bought different kinds. He's bought me the kind that have like lace on the butt crack.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. That's what I have.
Yeah. I looked really silly in it.
Did you?
It didn't look sexy on me.
Like you did.
I felt silly.
Okay.
I think it looked silly. Maybe he wouldn't think so.
I don't think he would.
But there was so much air on my crack that I couldn't. It just felt like I'm so used to wearing thongs and like G-strings that it felt like the opposite of what's supposed to be going on.
That's true.
It was like thin lace.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
It like crisscrossed across my.
Because it does the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it connects it with lace in the middle.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. It's just crazy on my ass. I also have the pairs, though, where, like, you just are meant to wear them while you're having sex. Like, they just have, like, a hole.
Yeah, I have those, too.
The only problem that I've had with those, and I don't know why I bought so many pairs over time. Okay. And from Victoria's Secret, too. Oh, okay. And, like,
mine I got from Shein.
Yeah, really? Mm-hmm. I bought from, what is it called? Yandy, too?
I don't know that one.
That's, like, an online, like, sex toy shop. I bought stuff from there. Like, some of their lingerie, and it was cute. But the problem is, like, the hole is, like, that big.
Oh, they're bigger at Shein.
Oh, really?
Yeah, try that. And it's, like, so cheap.
Which Victoria's Secret is notorious for this.
Wow.
How tiny.
Whose pussies?
Do you think my fucking vagina is?
It's so weird. It's like, so weird.
Even their thongs, it's
I agree. It's like there's nothing. It's not covering enough.
It's not covering anything. That's why I stopped
with Victoria's Secret because I don't mind their bras to a point, but I still don't think they're as good as other bras.
Yeah.
But yeah, their underwear, it's not meant for me.
No, because what is that supposed to cover? It's just a whisper of coverage.
It is. And that to me is more uncomfortable as walking around. My whole thing is comfortable underwear in general. I have to wear something that I feel comfortable in.
Same. Because
if I'm walking around and I have to adjust my underwear, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
And I need some cotton and I need some breathability.
Absolutely.
I've got to have, like, you know, a good material and it's got to actually cover me because otherwise, why am I fucking wearing this?
Right.
There's absolutely no point.
No.
So much money wasted at Victoria's Secret over the years.
So much. Oh, my gosh. So much.
There's no secret.
No.
There's nothing being hidden. There's
nothing.
It's all... I am so scared of getting pantsed.
I know.
Which could happen. Like, we think that doesn't happen once you're an adult out in the real world and people don't get pantsed. People get pantsed. It might not have happened yet.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't mean it can't happen. And if somebody pants me in a Victoria's Secret thong, record it.
Might as well.
Just fucking, like, just go all the way. I'm just exposing myself. That would be a crime.
Yeah.
But I have them, so I have to wear them sometimes on laundry days. Just a spoiler alert now, we've finished Love is Blind. So if you haven't watched it and you haven't caught up to the weddings and everything, I would just... skip this part because the rest of it's going to be
yes
about like what the final decisions were.
Okay, so Sarah and Ben, I liked her up until this point. And then my reasoning behind it is not because of what she was saying.
Yeah.
What she was saying was her true self. This is how she felt. That's fine. But why was she so angry? Like, she seemed very angry to me. She seemed very like, oh, he should have known, kind of. And he literally looked confused, which I feel like everybody else was too. I think she made that way too much of a secret that she felt that way and she didn't. Yeah, she talked about the topics, but I understood what he was saying because then she was like, well, why would he say that? He's still dating. And I'm like, because he really likes you.
Yeah.
So he does want to get to know you. Like, there's very few men who ask that.
Yeah.
And he was saying it because, like, he authentically wanted to be with you. And he didn't care if it wasn't marriage or not.
After being publicly rejected.
Right. I mean, like, the fact that he still put himself out there, I felt really bad for him. Because I don't think he even, I didn't understand until she explained it. But the thing is the reason he's saying let's continue dating is because no matter how you guys look at this, it is such a short time they get to know each other. Yeah. Such a short time. And, like, best example, Lumberjack. There is no way he would ever work on a show like that because it takes some men, it takes so long to get down to things.
Yeah.
They just don't work like that. And sometimes you wouldn't even know until you would go on a TV show. So maybe he didn't know that. So I think that they just were handling things different. But I was just aggravated by like how, like she was just kind of snooty with him and rude to him. And I'm like, this is so weird. Because every time she has been face to face with him, she's been so kind. So I was like, why? Like, and he wasn't being mean. He was like smiling and he was like trying to take it in. Which was
just, that's for me with Sarah and with Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, I feel like I understand both of their reasons for 100%. Saying no and I back it.
But right.
What I don't understand is why were they, was it supposed to be like when your dog is dying, when you know they're going to put down, so you, they're going to be put down, so you give them like cake and like take them on a picnic and let them
eat whatever they want.
Yeah,
right,
I'm like, what was going on? Because it's either really good editing or
they
were kind of just rolling with shit. Because I'm like, we had no inkling, at least.
No, I
was
did
blindsided.
Not.
I had no idea it was going to go. So like the reasoning behind Sarah being saying no to Ben.
Right.
Totally understand it.
I get
Same
it.
Thing with Virginia. I get it.
Right.
Those are completely valid reasons.
They are. I mean,
they'd be valid no matter what if they said no and they felt no.
Right.
But like the actual reasoning they gave, I get it. But that's fine. But why did we get no
that's
inkling
what I,
whatsoever?
It was, I just felt like Virginia was even more shocking to me because, again, but like they both were just not being authentic.
No, this shit is love at first blindside.
Right, exactly. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What happened? Were you just being nice? Was this for charity?
It was so weird. And Devin, I felt awful for because he was so upset. Ben just looked shocked.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else. And I was shocked because of just, I think if she would have even said it a little bit nicer. And then when he was giving her like options, I think that like, it was just the way she's like, we'll talk about it. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like she's being so mean for no reason.
Which like, I'm like, either she was being a dick or they talked about it before and she was like, why are you acting like we didn't already discuss this? But if they did, we didn't see a little bit of that. I don't know if she thought, let's say hypothetically, they did have a conversation and she's just assuming that conversation would be shown in the editing to some degree.
That's
a possibility, but it's also possible that she was just like, yeah, let's not talk about that right now. So
right.
She's just like shutting him down on the spot in front of everybody.
Which I felt like that's what I felt even more bad for him about was I'm like, he's shocked, number one. And then number two, you're just like continuing to like destroy him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but why?
This is the one thing that really just never sat right with me about Ben. Overall, I like him. I think he's a very nice person.
I think so too.
I think he's got good intentions. Mm-hmm. I think he's just like, there's nothing wrong with like, you know, being with somebody who's religious and you're not. And she seemed open-minded to that even.
Right.
But it seemed like one of the things that she mentioned that stuck with her, stuck with me too, which was him saying he doesn't have an opinion about Black Lives Matter. That was like, okay, you do. What are the odds that you'd have no opinion whatsoever?
Yeah.
It was a movement that happened in all 50 states, which had never happened before in the history of America.
Right.
We were all in the house. Mm-hmm. It was on the news constantly. We were all having conversations.
This is true.
So I'm like, you do have an opinion. Maybe it's, I feel like I said this recently about somebody else. Maybe it was about the same topic. I can't remember. But I'm like, either you have an opinion that doesn't align with the other people around you. So you're like keeping it to yourself. Sure. Or you have an opinion that you know is like not, you know, the best, doesn't look the best on camera.
Right.
Or you're just kind of like indifferent to it, which I think would also be an issue for her. If he was like, if you can't just flat out say,
which I feel like, I feel like it might've been that one.
Yeah.
Only reason I'm saying that, only reason is because he had such diverse friends. Like that's when like the moment
that
I liked
him.
That
did change my perspective
when
on him.
When they met the friends, I'm like, wow, his friends just seem so genuine.
Yeah. But so I'm also like if they also, because there are people of color that are kind of 100%. Brainwashed into like not considering that
right.
to be,
right.
you know, that they're being treated differently in society and they're told you're not and just don't think about it or don't talk about it or whatever. So I think you're right. I lean more towards it's like probably indifference.
But I'm not saying that's right.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that like, again, the problem with Sarah too is, and I'm sure she's going to get destroyed. I just have a bad feeling about it. Like, but the problem is that she's saying this, like she's making this big moment when he didn't ever hurt her. I like when people do those, like that one, I'll never, God, who, that girl, where she like destroyed him. Like,
oh,
and he
yeah.
deserved it.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but.
Colby and.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And so her name started with a Z.
Yeah. It was something.
That her?
Yeah. But like it, that was a good one. But like, I just didn't understand that. And then what bothered me too is that because he was so confused, like it looked like he was like waiting for her. Did you notice that too?
Yeah, it seemed like he didn't really know where to go or what to do.
Yeah, which was like so. And then he's like smelling a rose. What was that? But I'm like,
which that and smelling the rose, and then also Joey on the skateboard. I had two out of body experiences watching these weddings.
I know. He took nothing seriously.
Coming into the room on a skateboard when you know you're going to say no to me at the altar.
Oh my gosh.
What I would do? If she knew, if she had some inkling that he was going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, by the way, when we get married, I want to be on a skateboard.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in there on a skateboard because we're weird and we're different and we're whatever. I would spend weeks the entire time secretly learning how to skateboard so that after he comes in, I come down the aisle, but I skateboard better.
Oh, my gosh.
I do a fucking kickflip off his mom's head. I fucking ride the pews all the way down. You know, I grind the rail.
Yes.
I'm going to come in and I'm going to like, I'm going to have a fucking ramp brought in and I'm going to do tricks in front of everybody. You're going to skateboard your way into saying no to me?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not in agreement to this either.
I would have, I would have dedicated my life to learning how to skateboard to show him up because fuck you.
I think the only reason that she said no was because she was concerned about him.
Yeah, I think
and
so
he
too.
Was definitely going to say no. But them, on another hand, it was like they also didn't get very far.
Yeah.
I was very like shocked. I'm like, nothing was happening.
Did you see the deleted footage or whatever of them hanging out with Joey's friends?
No.
It wasn't aired on the show. I don't even know how people got this or if it was posted on Netflix or something, but I saw it on TikTok. And it was all of his friends kind of grilling him. They're the girls are talking to what's her name?
What girls?
Like his friends, his like girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
What's her name again?
Monica.
Monica. The girls are off talking to Monica and the guys are talking to Joey, and they're all kind of going, the girls are saying to Monica, yeah, he was never into marriage. So we were kind of surprised. Like he was adamantly against it. And the guys are saying the same thing on the other side of the room. They're going, yeah, what happened, man? Like you always said you didn't want to get married. You never saw yourself being married. And you were like kind of loudly against it. Why was that not kept in the show?
What the hell?
Why was that not included?
That's weird.
Why are you here?
I don't even think he knows.
Why are you fucking... Do you know? Did you just want to show off your skateboarding tricks?
You know what? This might be a clout thing.
He didn't even fucking do anything cool on that dumbass skateboard.
No, he didn't. It was just a regular.
And then, you know what? If you met him, I think you'd like him. Yeah. I think he's a nice enough guy. He's likable.
He is not a dating guy. No. You could see it all over him. He just seems like the guy that like is almost always a third wheel.
And it's kind of like he's not... I know, and I do not mean to be mean when I say this. He's not like... funny he's kind of giggles about everything yeah but she'd like make a joke and he'd be like
he was high all the time or something.
Like he's like he'll laugh at anything but he's not like they're not having funny conversation at least from what we're seeing.
He
seem emotionally intelligent to some degree.
I think that's the only thing that really had me like I think I like him. But the rest of him was just
There was nothing, and it could have just literally been a compatibility thing. Like maybe she was like,
she definitely deserved better.
Yeah,
100%. I'm glad that she made the choice that she made, whether it was because of him or not. She'll be okay with that later.
And he clearly wants something that's a different dynamic.
He just wants goofy. Yeah, and there's only so long you can deal with that.
I don't know what it's like. Obviously, I don't know what the pressure is like from production and everything. But I'm like, some of these I don't understand. Same thing with Married at First Sight. Mm-hmm. Why are you guys going through with this? Why are you making it to the altar? Even could save yourself so much. And it's like, in the case of Monica and Joey, I think they knew we're both going to say no. They probably discussed it because they both seemed to know the other person's answer. Even go there? Why even get to that point?
I agree, but that we think very differently than that.
It's just like to be cool, to show everybody, we made it to the end of this and it didn't work out, but look at us, we're still cool. You don't even have to do the wedding.
No, you don't.
I'm not inviting my friends here so you could do that
in front of my mother, my whole family. And I think the part that bothered me too was, I don't know if you noticed this too, but all of the leading up to the actual wedding part was so long.
It was.
I was skipping so much because I was like, I don't want to fucking watch. This is annoying as shit.
And I don't want to cry.
Because I don't care what they're saying because it clearly made no fucking difference.
And they've already said all of this saying it again. And then their friends are going to go, sure?
Did you see Devin's mom and sister? They were pissed, which I fucking get it because they were really trying with her.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand why. Again, I'm not saying Virginia was wrong by any means, but again, guys, give a hint. Have better conversation about this.
Tap us on the shoulder and say just so you guys know. Just give us a warning.
Give us a warning.
You know, because that really threw me off. I thought they were solid, but there were a lot of scenes I had to go back and rewatch because I did skip a lot of this season. It was like it had me at some points and it lost me at others. So I was like in and out sometimes. But I went back and watched some of their scenes and I'm like, I completely get why she's saying no. But again, I think that maybe they could have started fizzling that out before the wedding.
Right.
The prenup thing didn't have to happen if you kind of saw it not going. Or maybe she realized after the prenup was signed.
Yeah.
Or maybe the prenup thing put things in perspective and she thought he spent too much time on it and that was a turnoff.
Which that's kind of weird because he was completely fine with it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe she just thought they were more aligned in that way. Like he would just be like, sure, this sounds fine. She did genuinely seem like she was sad about making the decision. Yeah. I will give her that.
It got to the point where they were telling her to stop saying sorry.
Right.
They were like, just stop. But the money stuff, like he's very, well, I want to split 50-50. And I think she was kind of just like.
Yeah, I understand.
And then the conversations about politics kind of just couldn't go right. So I think like, I get why the decision was made. Can we as the audience get a little bit of warning?
Yeah, because that, again, I even said I felt like people were more, I don't even know if I'd call it compatible, but it seemed like everyone was respecting each other more than normal.
Yes.
Which from both that and Married at First Sight, I was like, the men are coming out much better.
Yeah.
Not that they're fantastic, but these men are like actually more respectful.
Yes.
Like I was noticing a huge respect because prior, Those mm-hmm. last couple of seasons were rough. I mean, like, these guys were nasty.
And also, I think after seeing what happened to Chelsea and Irina and Micah, they're all the girls are kind of like on their P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. And they kind of just want to like play it safe. And I get it, because like, you do get fucking destroyed. You get roasted.
You do.
By your comment section and like just social media in general. Because mm-hmm. this show, even though I like Love is Blind, but there are better. Like, I would say, I've always said Married at First Sight is better in my opinion.
Because there's so much like therapy involved in it. And I feel like that needs to be there.
Yeah. But because it's Netflix and they put so much work into advertising it, mm-hmm. it's a bigger show. Right. So you just get blasted on like a bigger scale.
Oh, 100%.
So I think it's a lot of people trying to protect feelings. But then in the process, we're going, huh, what? Like just two no's back to back. What the fuck is going on? But Taylor and Daniel.
Oh my gosh. I had to skip quite a few things when they wrote to each other. I was like, I'm going to skip all this because I'm going to cry.
Yes.
But I still teared up a little bit because there's just something about them that I feel so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, it's a really, really good couple. Yeah. Like, they just seem so, like, it's so, those are hard to find. It's like people become compatible and they're good. But when you see two people who are like just meant to be, like they found like their soulmate, you're like, wow. Like, you really, and I don't know if you saw the pictures.
What?
For the reunion for tonight. I think it's tonight.
Oh, is it?
I think it's tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I'm positive. Today's this. What day is it? Ninth? Is it the ninth?
Yeah.
Yep. It's tonight. And for that, he has a, like, a mustache.
He grew a little bit of facial.
He looked good.
He must have seen those comments where they said everybody looks alike. And he was like, well, we'll see about that.
He looks good. I was shocked because he's always been cute to me. But like when they posted them and I saw him, I was like, oh, Daniel, stop it.
I think that's a kind of one of those where you get a couple that has the perfect balance of patience.
Yes.
Because her doing that whole like Instagram thing mm-hmm. could have easily been the end of it. If she had a guy with less patience.
Of course.
Which I think the right thing to do was exactly what he did. Hear mm-hmm. her out.
And then let
her go through her process. Because she's getting freaked out.
About nothing. But
about absolutely nothing. It ended up being nothing.
Exactly.
But in her head, she's starting to like melt down a bit. Because she's like, what if this whole thing didn't actually work? Because
it was all fake.
It was all fake.
This isn't real.
And then he just sat there and took it. And then afterwards was like, let's go on the honeymoon. I'm down. I want to do whatever you want to do. And I said, that is exactly what you need. When you get a couple that has the patience in balance.
Right.
Or you have one person has the patience for something the other person does mm-hmm. and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Exactly where you need it. I think you get a couple like that.
100%.
I love them.
I love them
too. That made me so happy. We're missing somebody, aren't we?
No, that was it.
Yeah, because the other ones didn't make it to the thing.
I'm excited to hear about those two too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hope that Lauren comes. I think she needs to come with nastiness.
Yeah.
I hope Lauren comes in and fucking destroys him about his sister and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I hope she goes off, but I feel like she's too kind. So she's probably going to be like, it's okay, just didn't work out. I'm going to be like, shut the fuck up, Lauren. Just get mad.
Stand up, Lauren.
Yeah. Jeez, Lauren.
I'm going to pick you up like a toddler and put you on your 2 feet because you're pissing me off.
Oh my God, I couldn't even imagine if that was like somebody that like I personally knew that was acting that like nice for no reason. I would be like, listen,
mm-hmm.
let me get in here.
And letting him just control the whole dynamic.
I couldn't imagine watching that in real time with someone I cared about. But my friend said,
put me in the group chat now.
Yes.
We're going to do a group FaceTime.
Right.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes.
Imagine being, he's like, well, the problem is my entire town is talking about you and, you know, and if they bring this douchebag out who was sleeping with Lauren for a little bit, oh my God, you can't give a man a handful of pussy without them thinking they are like the fucking ruler of the world.
Well, we have there's the president right now. So
literally. You give a man a morsel of fucking vagine and then they are like, well, just so you know, we did have sex. And then the other one's going, what?
Sex?
Huh?
You didn't know me, but sex?
Like the fucking asshole is sitting there talking about, I usually like I'm around a lot of women. Botox and filler and blah, blah, blah. I don't think you like women.
No, I
think
I don't either.
You like a blow up doll. Don't think that you actually like women.
It was, and then he gets drunk. No, he likes his feelings. Sister.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yeah. That's the one woman.
If we see his sister.
Oh, my God. I hope that they phone her in or something. I need to see. Like, I need her in real time. Not just a picture. In real time.
They kind of owe the sister a chance to be like, hey, I didn't.
I'm either a shithead or I'm not.
Yeah. Either double down on everything that she said throughout the season or give her a chance to be like, he's a fucking freak. I don't even know why he said half of that.
Yeah, because imagine.
Imagine but your brother using you as a scapegoat.
But at the same time, I feel like if she wasn't a good person, like if she was a good person, she would have put something on the social media and she never did.
Really?
No, she hasn't put anything out.
Because I would have.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what makes me feel like she's got to kind of suck.
Yeah.
Because she's not defending anything.
And Lauren's just like a normal fucking person.
That's the weird part. It was like she was the most normal human. Like she didn't freaking do anything.
She had sex with another person.
I know. And she had a great mom. Like her mom was trying so hard to like, that made me sad.
I'm just like, should we burn her at the stake, guys? Yeah, I don't know. Should we put her up in the town square and throw rocks at her?
Dating someone beforehand? I mean, that's the whole point of this, is to get married. So you're just looking for your person. And clearly whatever that man was not it.
It's almost like she was single and trying to meet the one.
Right.
And didn't like this guy enough to date him, but had human needs. It's crazy. Right? It's a new concept.
Very new concept.
Yeah. A lot of people can't wrap their fucking heads around it, specifically him and his sister and the entire town that he lives in, I guess.
According to
him. He's got too many friends.
You've got a group chat dedicated to fucking... His social media is fucking annoying, too.
Fucking peace sign and duck lips.
Yeah, and holding his friend's legs.
The gripping his thigh. It wasn't the caption something like, he's single, ladies?
Yeah, and it's like, clearly not.
While you're gripping the underside of his thigh.
Is
he available?
Are you sure? Yeah. Or are you going to be like your sister with your friends?
Yeah. Which the friends too. I'm like, somebody phone in.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see this reunion. Somebody phone in and tell us if any of this is true, because I have my doubts that any of this even fucking happened.
Have you ever seen Psycho?
No.
Okay, you have to see the movie Psycho, because he basically pretends to be his mom is dead, and he like puts on wigs and does weird shit. I wonder if like he's not his sister. He's just putting on wigs, running around and pretending to be his sister.
And then running back to the reunion and sitting on the couch with lipstick still on.
That's what I mean.
Something's going on in that family.
Yeah,
if his sister does not show up and go, I did not say that shit.
Right.
Yeah, your sister.
I'm giving her one shot.
Yeah, your sister cared so much that when you told her that you ended things, she sent you a fucking emoji. Bye.
Right.
Okay.
That didn't even happen. So yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's it for this week. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a review wherever you happen to be listening. Mm-hmm. Obviously, only if you like the episode.
Right.
I would say if you didn't like the episode, maybe don't do that.
Right.
Maybe that's not for you. Come follow us on our social media. I'm at Tay Felly on Instagram.
And I'm at It's at the Dash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.